Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. President Obama and his family are on Air Force One, headed home after a four-day trip that ended with a whirlwind tour of Ghana. It's Mr. Obama's first trip to sub-Saharan Africa as president, and as NPR's Ophabia Quist Arkton reports, it was cause for a national celebration.
Ghana gave a joyful and vibrant welcome to President Obama and the First Family. His speech before Parliament, laced with symbolic, personal references to the President's own African roots, was one of tough love for the continent. President Obama praised and chided Africa and promised the support of the United States.
America wants to partner with the people and nations of Africa, but we all know that the future of Africa is in the hands of Africa. So I especially want to again speak to the young people of Africa. In places like Ghana, you make up more than half the population, and here's what you must know, that the world is what you make it.
His message resonated with young people here in Accra, including this 24-year-old.
My name is Adjo Anan. It's important for the youth to take the message away from what Obama was saying, that actually, yes, we can, that the future's in our hands and not in the hands of sort of corrupt governments for Africa, but in our hands, and that we need to stand up for ourselves and stand up for democracy. So I think, yes, there are a lot of challenges, but if you have somebody to face them with you, it makes it just that little bit easier.
Throughout his visit, President Obama stressed the importance of good governance in Africa and hailed Ghana as a continental model of a stable democracy.
Every day with its success, Ghana sends a simple message to the world that democracy can thrive in Africa.
President Obama said what Africa needed was not tyrannical strongmen, but strong institutions. He promised to fight conflicts in Africa, which he said were global security challenges that needed a global response. Africa's war criminals, he warned, would be held to account. The president also spoke of his personal ties.
As somebody whose father comes from Africa, obviously this visit has been particularly meaningful for me.
The Obama family paid a visit to one of a string of slave forts and castles that dot the Atlantic slave coast of Ghana. They are testament to the millions of Africans who were shipped to America and beyond. The poignancy was not lost on President Obama.
I'll never forget the image of my two young daughters, the descendants of Africans and African Americans, walking through those doors of no return, but then walking back those doors of return. It was a remarkable reminder that while the future is unknowable, the winds always blow in the direction of human progress.
Obama, do something before you go. Obama, do something before you go. Obama, do something.
As the Obama family left, Ghanaians said they were looking forward to their next visit. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.